Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening from sunny Mesa, Arizona. I'm Robert Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality and Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Radio. Happy New Year to everybody. It's 2014. Convenes in a keen, pristine way. Open our inner sunshine to being bold newness in our life. But 2014 is up to us, you, to live it the way you choose. And that is something that we really choose to expand into. And something I've really expanded into in the last few weeks is how I obey my habits and obey things. My bad habits, my procrastination, my inane of the same is really what I obey. And so how is that affecting your New Year's? And how are you saying it's just another day, and it's really a new year to convene all that keen stuff inside you? And all you got to do is expand into it. But how are you afraid to expand into it? Because how does this year look like it's going to be the same as last year, because everything looks the same and we're doing everything the same? And that's something I've really expanded into in a new way today. You know, I really learned some stuff on really wherever I'm at, I am present and I am responsible for what's going on. I may not be responsible for what everything is, but I am responsible for what is there for me. And I'm responsible to allow it to expand my wisdom and expand me, to open my eyes to see what is going on. Because everything that happens around me or in front of me is really there just to expand me, and it's there for my wisdom. And it's not for me to ridicule, and it's not for me to look at, whoa, look at that poor person. It's there for me to see, to expand my life just where I'm at. And really, when I'm rejecting it, I'm in the reflection of rejection. And how am I rejecting that learning lesson? And how is that stopping me from moving forward in my life? And how is that really hindering me from everything? And how do I stop myself from living my dreams, trying to fit in to somebody else's way of life? And how did I stop myself from doing a lot of things that I'm really afraid to do because I'm afraid what other people will say and do in my life? And that isn't kind of where I'm at. That's what keeps me stuck at living in the inane of the insane. But what really is opening me up is my willingness to expand out of everything I'm doing. And see, something I know, it's an inner world. And when you can really open up to understanding, it is an inner, everything that's happening in the exterior is actually going on, because it's your thoughts, all your inner operation is what is seeing it. And how do you see it? But how do you use yesterday to stay the same? And also, what do we do that really locks and blocks us in to yesterday and really stops us from moving forward and really hinders us in our way of life? And how do I hinder myself? Because I'm the only one in my life that can hinder. And see, I've really started writing things in the first person, because that way I take responsibility for what I'm writing and allows the reader to expand through this. But when you are obeying last year's commands, what's going to happen new for you, and how is it going to stay the same? How does everything just become very mundane when you're afraid to expand through it? And see, and that's what my books and CDs and everything are about. It's about expanding through life. And it's about stopping being afraid and scared in the gut to move forward, because I don't care. We've been taught to really care and really latch on to what other people think, say, and do. And that is something I've really, really pay attention to now. And, you know, what anybody else does, that's their business. And what anybody else says, that's their business. Because if I am looking at what anybody else does, I'm taking my eyes off the prize. And it really comes down to me settling down, looking in the world, and doing what I have to do to expand my life. And, you know, the thing about expanding through life, life becomes an open game of success when I'm doing it. And, you know, the thing is, fun begins when you take responsibility because you really don't care what other people think. And that's a big thing. Sure, you become totally engaged in everything, you open up in a new way because as you're being engaged, you're unleashing things. But here's something I really, really am really adhering to now. I can really pay attention to my life when I'm really starting to adhere to everything. What am I adhering to that has me so locked and blocked in yesterday? You know, the thing is I'm obeying yesterday, walking around in a daze. And how do we all do that without even knowing it? And that is something that it's really quite profound to me. And that's something else that really opens me up to expand in a bold way. Because I really want to engage in life. And I really want to play the game of life. But what I don't want to do is get caught up and obey what never, ever other people think I should do. I always want to be doing what I choose to do. And that is the biggest thing I can do, is do what I choose to do. And allow people to do whatever they choose without me getting caught up in everything. And that is what I really, really, really am choosing to expand into. Am I there yet? No. Am I willing to engage in it? Yes. It's really about being engaged in different things. But what really scares you about engaging in everything you choose to do and really stop you from moving forward and living your life? But what are you obeying that you didn't like? If you're a smoker, are you obeying the habit? And that's what an addiction is obeying the habit. And what does that do for you when you find that out? And as you're going through this, do you get caught up in really thinking about what other people are doing and how they're doing it and what they're going to do and how what? And you really become worried about them rather than moving yourself forward? Oh, I know I have. And see, I used to really get caught up in paying attention to what other people think. When I stopped doing that, and I'm still working on it and become more virtuous, I've become less friction-orientated because I used to think controversy. And yes, there's going to be controversy within ourselves, but it's really about being free to be me and to expand what I'm doing and opening my eyes to live my dreams. To see, dreams are unique just like you and I are unique in our way. And that's what 2014 is all about. It's about the uniqueness and moving the world forward. And how are you going to show your uniqueness and unleash that utopian energy within yourself? And that's something that we really have to do. The people of the world really have to pay attention now, because it's individual innovation that's really going to expand the world and really move us forward from where we're at and how we're doing things. And how are we obeying the society's way of life? And, you know, we have to do certain things that they do. They have the laws, they have the power, and they can put us in jail. But they can't do any, if it's morally and ethically valued, and you value it, and it's legal, open it up. And see, right now, that's the reason people are doing, you know, drugs and stuff are illegal, but people see a way in and out. But here's the thing about drugs. The greed sets in, and they see the money they make and the power they feel, and that's what it is. See, that's the thing now, is everybody's looking for the power over somebody rather than the power to expand somebody. And see, everybody's locked and blocked in the greediness of the corporate mindset. See, corporate fascism runs way rampant in this world, which is no big deal, because we still have individual innovation to expand the world and move our life forward. And that is something I really starting to understand, is it's up to me to move my life forward. I can't wait for the world, and I can't play in somebody else's sandbox. I got to play in my own innovative sandbox. But people that really like condemn and criticize and think they make no mistakes are the most fearful people alive. And that is what's really killing, that's really what's hurting the United States right now, is what we see, and everybody's looking to blame somebody. I'm guilty of that. You know, it's about letting that stuff go away. And really, and that is really where we get hung up and fall back disoriented in expanding into our dreams and living our desires, because we have no image for the dream. We have no book, no computer. And that's where we're really caught up. So we obey. The subconscious mind deals in the images and the pain. It doesn't really understand pain. The conscious mind understands pain. This subconscious mind deals in safety. And, you know, we think it's pain consciously, but the subconscious mind obeys it because it understands it. And to expand your life, it's going to happen internally, very deep in your cells and your body. It's going to happen very deep in your body and in your soul and in your cells. The thing we really have to be aware of is what's inside ourselves. And as we say this, and we're always looking for somebody to forgive. Well, when you are going through forgiveness, something I've kind of expanded into, please forgive me and say no more. I forgive me, I'm free. And that is something that the world has to really open up to, because it's really different when you can say that, because we're used to still bringing people in there and really sit there and get things miscombobulated. And I'm going to read from my book, I Forgive Me, I'm Free. If I can find it all. But right now, but I forgive me, I'm free, opens up an inner spree to always play in the game of life. And that is something that we we don't understand is how to do things just the way we are. We think we have to be more than we really are, and all we really have to do is do what we do. And all we have to be is being virtuous in our own way of life. And this is from the book, I Forgive Me Freeze, Being the Gleam of Love. I beam the gleam of love when I'm shimmering glimmer of letting go. This unlatches the locks and frees the attachments of my big old ego, muddling and befuddling stranglehold of my inner scenery. The woe of the medication of the societal education, that is the self-imposed limitation, ingrains the pain of what other people think is the stink of my think, exposing my cloning of my knowing, hoodwinking of my overthinking, smearing of the fears of change as the caustic cause of my couch potato itis, creating my apathetic apparatus. And see the words and how they rhyme, then rhyming words go right into the subconscious mind. And that is something you really have to do to expand in life. And here's how I forgive me, I'm free, the chapter in the book. I forgive me, I'm free, because I encompass the guts to say I allowed everything in my life. Following the world herd is now gone like yesterday's dawn. As I am instantly free because I forgive me, which unleashes my dauntless decree to see me sailing away, emotionally emancipated as I realize that I am wise and in harmony with my heart's supremacy. When I say I forgive me, I'm free because I encompass the bravery to say I was shy and unwilling to listen to my inner peerless seer opens my epiphany eyes to realize I was living down to society's sliding scale of hypocrisy. See how them words and that, and that's how we obey the old in ourselves. Am I guilty of that? Oh, yes, very much so. And you can go to Amazon.com/authors/Robert A. Wilson and go to my author's page. But, you know, here's the thing. It's about being willing to be defiantly different tomorrow than you was today. And I don't mean radical and all that, but it's defying the obeying of the habits of yesterday is where life is. And that is something that people really have to expand into to understand. And that's what I chose to do. Everything I have done, I have really chose to do. Even if it's good, bad, or indifferent, I made the choice to be the voice or voiceless. One of the two, it doesn't matter. I've done it. And see, when I can accept responsibility, be present with it, I can really expand who I am and live my dreams in a bolder new way. And as I'm standing here today, really opening up to who I am and how I live my life, I really become free in this inner spree to dauntlessly daunt myself into a new dawn of daring astute wisdom, naturalizing neutrality within me. When I can be walking wisdom, I'm going to walk through life in a neutrality, looking for the expanding situations rather than this ingenuous way life is. Because I'm the only one that can look at life disingenuously. Everybody else can do whatever they choose, but I have to open my eyes to understand I can expand and really live my life and be free to see me dance away in a bold new way. And see, as we move forward through the holidays, everybody's all this high, but now the after Christmas buying and whatever remorse. But remember the emotional energy when you was doing it. You know, everybody has buyer's remorse. I know I'm one that does. And I've had it, and I always will. But one thing I know, I'm obeying my habit of spending rather than my habit of saving. I'm obeying my new habit of saving. Life isn't about what we know. Life is really about what we don't know and what isn't in our life. The wisdom to live our life isn't inside us now, because that is the same as it's always been. And how is your life the same today as it was yesterday? Because the same old, you're paying the same emotional energy, the same thoughts, and the same inane of the same. But it's a new year. It's time to disobey the old and kick it out, kick the moldy old out the door and the sore and the brand new savvy sapient. What are you holding on to? And what would scare the heebie-jeebies out of you to make you crap your pants and quake in your boots to move your life forward? What really is holding you back now? How are you holding yourself back? And what is making you hold yourself back? That is the bigger question. How are you holding yourself back when there's nothing more than to enjoy and to pay your way through life? See, this world is so afraid to pay its way, we can't win no more. Everything is running in a deficit. And, you know, something I really, because debt is a disrespect of my money-making ability. That's what it was. And it's the patience to allow the investing to keep up. And that was me. I was a get-rich-quick guy. I really was. And that's what got me in all my troubles. Rather than do it through whatever, I got mad and got rich and did it quick, and that's why I got bit. And it doesn't matter if I did it, it's how are you doing it. And that's something that people really have to expand into, is how are you afraid to open your eyes to your inner surprises? Because you'll surprise yourself with how much wisdom, innovation, and talent you have when you quit obeying what other people say about you. That word obey, it really opens the day to a new way. And as I see this and say this, life becomes energetic for me in another way. As I feel free now in my inner spree, I dance the days away in a daring, astute Yahweh to play in a powerful way, because I'm in the game of life. I am off the bench and pulling the slivers out of my couch, benching itis. But it's really about me seeing myself free. And I want to talk now about my books and stuff. I've got Flow in the Glow, and they're all written in rhymes. And these books are written in the first person, to go and allow you, the reader, to take your greatest asset and expand through it and enjoy life more than you ever have. It's really about engaging that inner sage and stop fooling around in the podunk of yesterday. You know, the thing is we really have to open up in ourselves. And that's what Flow in the Glow does. Money is My Friend CD. Soon to be released, Letting Go CD, having fun, doing things, opening my eyes to live my enterprise and stuff like that. You know, life doesn't happen just because life is you're waiting for everything. Life happens to stop you. Life is actually a stop sign. Everyday life is a stop sign. It's figuring out ways to steal your dreams. And we buy into it quicker than anything in the world. And that is something I opened up to just now. Life is a stop sign. Everyday life is our stop sign. And we obey. And it's a stop sign and great energy stealing enigmas. And, you know, I just really did that. It's kind of like traffic. And, you know, how do you see that? And how is that, that everyday life is like a stop sign because it gets in the way, you get up in the morning feeling all good, and it just starts throwing screwballs, curveballs, nutballs, all kind of unsavory, unsatisfactory things. And that's where my books come in. They actually will expand you through that and allow you to open up to live your dreams and feel the fineness of life. And that is kind of what's really going to change your life and expand your life is when you start seeing the life is going to throw you screwballs, curveballs, nutballs. You know, it's like a pitcher that can put a curveball right through the strike zone and you can't hit it. And that's what all of life is about throwing you a screwball to really stop you from moving forward. And that's what it's about. And you can go to my website, cowboy-wisdom.com. My email is rob@cowboy-wisdom or cwby@cowboy-wisdom.com. But how are you afraid to dance in life? And that's what this is about. Life is a stop sign just waiting for us to give in to it. And when you obey the stop signs of the chaos of life, what happens to your life? That is something that's unique there. And, you know, in anyway, I had to write that down because anyway, but how do you allow your everyday life to put up a stop sign and never let you through it or never expand you out of it? How does that happen to you and me and the world? That's a unique thing to think about because life never ever deals with anything we're not bold enough to handle. And my books are I Forgive Me, I'm Free, My Visionary, I Am. Flow in the Glow, Fear is My Friend, Holiday Wisdom, and it will open you up to new stuff. And I Forgive Me, I'm Free. And my CD is Money is My Friend, Letting Go is Coming Out, Fear is My Friend, and Flow in the Glow. And Sunlit Wits coming out. But how are you guys so afraid to expand through life? And once you start this, things are going to become unsavory until you really learn how to do some things. And every day is an expansion for me. And I really want to wish you a keen, serene 2014. Happy New Year. I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. Visionary Vitality with an I Expand Through Life seminar with a forward-looking attitude to really sail away and gain my way through life. As I play in my field of prosperity, I unleash a new way and a new energy to expand and understand I can. As I have fun expanding my life, because expanding is fun. Staying the same is mundane and makes me angry and frustrated. And sometimes I open up to understand. Sometimes I have to get angry and frustrated to feel that. I'm Rob Wilson. Website's cowboy-wisdom.com. Email's rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. Phone number is 702-755-9410. Happy New Year, and we'll see you Thursday with Marie Weichel.